Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back to Coaching Conversations. This is your life coach and host, Shawn Marie Chakowski, and I'm here with co-host Money Visco. How are you, Money?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. Happy New Year. It's our first show airing after the New Year, so we're having 2016 go off with a bang, so I'm excited to be here with you, Money.
Yeah, me too.
And welcome to all our listeners. You are going to hear a little bit. Today's conversation is about people-pleasing. We hopefully can shed some awareness, and we're going to talk about some tips on how to try to remove yourself from those habits if you're a people-pleaser, if not, if you're living with one. So our intention is to bring awareness and some tools on to how to really create a healthy relationship with yourself and with others. And before we get rolling, I just want to let you know you can find us or reach out if you have any questions or want to further the conversation. You can go to our website, which is wnylifecoaching.com, or reach us directly at 716-560-6552. So, Money, how are you doing? Any announcements or anything you'd like to share?
No. I mean, other than we're doing our relationship class not next week. It's the 26th, right?
Thank you for bringing that up. I believe it is. If you can go online, you can find that. Go ahead, Money. Do you have the date?
No. It's the 26th, I believe, in Williamsville.
Yes. So, which is great that you bring that up, because a lot of what we'll be talking about is some concepts that we'll be talking in that class. The class is life coaching for relationships, and what we do is we are offering, where we try to offer clarity on your relationships and give you tools and tips on how to strengthen or to let go of relationships. But again, I think the key to everything is awareness there's some noise there, Money. Yep. I am offering another life coaching class, which is setting boundaries. So if you go online, you can find that information and interact with us if you're in the Western New York area. Thanks for bringing that up, Money. So we're going to talk about people-pleasing, if you'll see on my website, I have done a lot with setting boundaries. I came from a place of people-pleasing, so I am passionate about this topic, and I can maybe give some experiences as we go along. And I guess, Money, when you hear people-pleasing, what comes to mind, or what do you think?
The first thing is that, because I kind of, is almost preach the whole intention, having your intention be based from love versus fear. And so the first thing I think of when somebody is a people pleaser, I feel that their actions are based in fear versus love, meaning I want somebody to like me versus I just really want to do this for you.
Gotcha.
Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to reference, I definitely want to give kudos, or if you want to research this article, because it's great, it's a tool. It is called How to Stop Being a People Pleaser. The one I found, I know you have it in front of you, it is, I may come back to it and circle it and give you the actual credits. You can go ahead and further read it. I don't have it offhand, but we're going to be referencing these articles to, let's see, the first thing is to identify what a people pleaser is, and that's the beginning of awareness. For a while there, I didn't realize myself. I knew my tendencies. I always thought I was just trying to be nice. I always thought I'm nice, and this is part of my personality, but I didn't realize that I was people pleasing. And how I transform my life with that is setting boundaries. So I think a lot of this correlates that, so I'll strongly connect the two. But this article says, if you're a people pleaser, then people are always taking advantage of you in certain ways. You are probably not getting what you want out of life. Stop thinking about what would make others happy and focus on what you need. And I think that's where I can address my people pleasing, but we'll come back to that. Remind me to come back to that. It's time to shift the focus from others to yourself. After all, it can be difficult to improve your own life when you're too busy accommodating others. In my coaching practice, Moni, I've seen a lot of people pleasers. And I think a lot of, the first when the awareness comes in, again, people feel as if their actions are justified because they're being, in their minds, being nice. Where mm-hmm. I had to have the awareness shift is that I have to be nice to myself.
Right.
And that's where I had the shift in myself that I, and I think on my website when you see I coach that all relationships and qualities of relationships stem from you. You know, the place where you're coming from is how your quality of relationships with others be. So anything that comes back to need, you know, and when you say need, that almost feels like there's, what's the word, justified, I guess, or we you know, when you need something, you know your core essence needs it to thrive.
mm-hmm.
But yeah, people pleasers many times are always putting others before them. And what do you think? Where do you think that stems from? I mean, I'm gonna go into where they show where it comes from, but
I mean, I think there's some of it is that's where they. Do you hear an echo now? I feel like I'm hearing myself.
No, we're
back,
good.
But,
I don't hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure other people can't hear that.
Okay.
I think that's kind of how they've, like, learned to define who they are, sort of. It's what
yeah.
gives them – they've made their value based on that, how much they're giving to others or doing for others. So it's like – it's kind of like they're linking their self-worth to what they do for other people, which –
Exactly.
You know, we've talked about that too before about healthy self-esteem, and healthy self-esteem is just being liking who you are for no reason. And that
right,
doesn't mean,
right.
and you know, when I'm sure we'll get into it, doesn't mean you don't help other people, that none of us are going to help other people, but
mm-hmm.
you don't help them because that gives you your sense of value. So again, we talk about intention all the time, and that's the key
right.
to all of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What is the intention behind doing what you do?
Right, right. It's very strong, too, because I think this goes back to the children. I think out of survival mode, money, even from, you know, children, we pick up messages and cues from our caregivers, our teachers, people we interact, that we think is what they believe is good behavior.
yeah.
And what they value. You know. And sometimes, too, how the households we grow up in, sometimes, you know, the importance of our needs or why seeking positive validation from others outside ourselves. Because
mm-hmm.
I think the first topic goes in saying people pleasers really want everyone around them to be happy. And they will do
yeah.
whatever it is to ask them to keep it that way. And I kind of, when I had, in the beginning of, you know, having children, I was big on that. Like, I had to be the mom that, there couldn't be anything off. You know, everybody should be balanced,
mm-hmm.
you know, happy. But and this goes into helicopter parents and whatnot, but sometimes you don't
mm-hmm.
Experience life the way you should, I think, if you're always in
mm-hmm.
that mode of trying
mm-hmm.
to keep people happy. And sometimes you drain your own battery in doing that.
You
and,
definitely
you know, they
do.
People,
yeah.
Yeah. That and it's not really a realistic way of living. I do, you know, if you feel as your whole, everything around you needs to be comfortable. I mean, we say happy, but some people have comfort. I don't know what other, you know, are in control. Life doesn't work that way.
mm-hmm.
There is always, it's uncertain, and and that's not
mm-hmm.
to constantly be outside yourself to make yourself inner feel better, and that's what it is. They're saying people pleasers look for outside validation to make them feel well inward,
mm-hmm.
Or it gives them confidence or makes them feel important by giving.
Right.
Right.
And I think with the kids, we could have a whole other show on how
mm-hmm.
trying to make your kids happy is actually doing them a disservice because you're not giving them the coping skills because sometimes things are not going to go exactly as they want it, and we want to fix it so that it does.
Yeah.
We'll
build
self-confidence,
that's too.
Another topic. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yep. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Amy. Yep.
No, that's it.
What we're going to say, too, what goes in here is sometimes in the adversity when things go wrong or being in discomfort, that builds confidence. I mean, I know when people
mm-hmm.
please, we're looking for confidence outward, but you know, as we're going to talk about setting boundaries, that act of setting boundaries, and there may be an area of having to live with discomfort, instead of taking, it's so much easier just to please people, or it's so much easier just to let it go. That you're going to build confidence and a stronger sense of self. They say after a while, when you people please, there's some risks, big risks. And that's for me, that's where I learned, is that I kind of lost my sense of self when I didn't have boundaries. Mm-hmm. My life was being in response to everyone else, which is not ideally healthy. And this one article, which I love, because I think a lot of people think people-pleasing is awesome. You know, like, who doesn't like a people-pleaser? They say, newsflash, all the world does not want a people-pleaser. So, very strong people-pleasing people. I just, what happens, and this is really important, and this is the awareness part of it, by focusing on pleasing others, okay, you open yourself up to manipulation and abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So it is your responsibility to keep, you know, healthy boundaries and to keep, and it's tricky, and we're going to talk into how to keep the balance of being, you know, wanting to, they say you can people please sometimes. And that's about the art of negotiation and compromise, but we want to bring an awareness too of your behavior. And, you know, if you're constantly people, and I've had people in coaching that are just completely depleted, and then they're getting angry because they feel as if people are, you know, abusing them. But I'm like, it is your responsibility to stop that. You know, that's where it's within your control to stop this, or it is not even
exactly
your responsibility. Yeah.
Right. Somehow they've develop the belief that they have to do it. You know, there's no other choice. And it's because of other people taking advantage of them that have put them in that situation instead of the other way around. Their own actions have created that situation. It's not how other people wouldn't treat them like that if they didn't allow it.
Yes. Yes.
So you've got to change it. You know, it's not a victim. It's not like you're just a victim of circumstance. You happen to be around a lot of people who take advantage of you. That's not how it works.
and when you and if you have a people pleaser, if you are a people pleaser, what you usually many times, because we attract a lot of times the opposite in relationships. Okay, you're going to create codependent relationships. You know, when we become, you know, really clear on what we want, and we, which is not selfish, and I want to get into that, because I think I used to have that, I want to say, like, Catholic belief that, you know, charity and do unto others, and even, you know, it was valued. But and then if you were, you know, not, you know, feeding yourself love, it's like almost like a selfishness. But it is not. It is the greatest gift you can give. And is there in harmony, in balance? And then I always say, you know, we're going to go into this when you take that step, which can be very scary for people to step out of that, especially if it goes against your personality, because there are personality types that have a tendency to be very, you know. But they say being kind and being nice is great if you choose. It's a choice. You know, it's when we feel as if we have to be that way to seek acceptance from others. I've talked to people, or, you know, a huge indicator that people-pleasing, if you start building up resentment and discomfort, it's telling you something. Okay, it's telling you something. Not something, you know, it could be the person you're with, but that person's trying to show you something about yourself.
Right. Because, I mean, it's like that's how you gauge your intention, is how do you feel about what you're doing? I mean, how do you feel about giving that person a ride to the airport, or, you know, at 6 a.m? Or
it's funny you say that. I had a client that talked about that, and she was going to do it. And then, you know what, I asked her, do you really want to do it? I mean, really, do you really want to do it? I mean, there's certain circumstances where you can help out and you feel like it's, you know, in good interest. But if you're feeling like, oh, I can't say no, Okay, you need to reconsider.
Right.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Right.
I'm sorry to cut you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's how it is. It's like gauging your, because sometimes you want to help the person out, and I, you know, and I try to be like, okay, do on to others, and without judgment, which is not always easy to do, because I know I still judge, even though but I do catch myself when I am. But, you know, when you think someone has another choice, like, you know, when you have a 5 a.m. flight or whatever, I mean, I've had that, and I never would ask. And again, this is a judgment thing.
Exactly.
Like, I wouldn't do it, you know, and how could you do it? Because I would never ask you to do that. But even though, so taking the judgment out of it, you could think this person could take a cab, they could drive their car and leave it at the airport and pay for the parking all weekend, which is what I did when I had an early flight. You know what I mean? Because if it was a 10 o'clock flight, I might have asked a friend, you know, to do it, to drive me.
Yep.
But
yep.
I'm not going to ask them to leave the house at 4:30 in the morning. And so I don't want to do it either. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I think I just gauge kind of sometimes based on that, like, whether I really want to do this for some person because I'm really feeling like I'm helping them with something they need, you know, versus mm-hmm. them just wanting to make their life easier at my expense. Do you know what saying? And then it's my decision to say, oh, no, you're not going to make your life easier at my expense. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So it's a case-by-case thing.
Exactly. And very important because it's all when you have boundaries set up. Because mm-hmm. if you do not have boundaries, okay, and I tell people, there are people out there that are looking for people with no boundaries.
they don't have
boundaries. They don't know boundaries, and they feed off that energy of from you. So that it is this serving you? You know,
mm-hmm.
look at the bigger picture, because we're going to talk about two ways of stopping people pleaser, and then this one article gives us warning tips. Because I want to take this, and then I want the thing with people pleasing too. You know, it is about the quality of your relationships and yourself. So there are some. We're going to give you some tips to be mindful. You know, when we say to say no, and we're going to go in there, is, you know, the first step if you want to step out of the people pleasing is get comfortable saying no. Like just there with the airport, all you could say, you know, and if you can't say no right away, they say stall. Say, can I get
mm-hmm.
back to you? So then you can go and weigh out the options. And I've been in scenarios with that with like I love my mother-in-law, but with my mother-in-law asking something where it took me off guard. I didn't have time to process it. You know, automatically
mm-hmm.
I knew I didn't want to say yes,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to wait. So I can say, oh, can you give me a little bit? Let me check into it. And then you check in and, is this really going to serve me? I tell you, there's a friend or a family member that you want to help, but if you're constantly doing something you don't want, it's going to deteriorate that relationship. So
it is.
And I know I can appreciate when someone says no, I mean, not at this point, but thank you, and the way they deliberately, gently,
mm-hmm.
if they come from that true, authentic place.
Mm-hmm.
Really, once you get in tune to that, it's actually, I actually pick it up, and it's very respectable. And when you have boundaries, people respect you. It's
mm-hmm.
a huge self-worth tool.
It is.
But yeah.
Brene Brown, actually, I had listened to one of, I don't know, something, some course or whatever, and she said, choose discomfort over resentment. And I wrote it on my little board and my desk because it's true because I tend to do that, like where I just want to help someone, but it's like the discomfort of saying no. Choose the discomfort of saying no because it's not going to be comfortable. I mean, especially if you are a people pleaser by nature, it's not comfortable. But you will if you know you're going to harbor resentment for doing that. I mean, why do it? Then choose that discomfort over the resentment that you're going to feel because the discomfort I think will pass. Once you've done it.
And you get better at it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's even for me because, you know, I was a people pleaser. It was my nature, to go and do that. But again, like I said, other people, they abused it. And
mm-hmm.
I would get mad at them. I'd get mad. And I'm like, dang it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's my fault.
exactly.
But what I use now, it's a huge tool. When I'm with someone or in circumstances and I start feeling discomfort, okay, And I want to talk into this because once you become aware, then you can actually, hopefully if you ever work with a coach, what you can do is then start consciously seeing what you consider acceptable and unacceptable, tolerable and intolerable. What is your limit? But when I start feeling discomfort, it's telling me, okay, something needs to be looked at here.
Right.
Instead of like running from it. And that's mindfulness. You know, if I used to have a habitual pattern of either fighting through it or running through it, now I'm able to get grounded in myself.
Right.
And observe it and make respond to it that would serve me in my best interest. And that's truly ultimately if everybody, you know, we're going to interact with people. That's life. This is a life experience. You're going to have relationships and non-relationships, people, all different types. But you want to kind of navigate in the you place so you can have quality life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so we're going to go through some of these tips. The first tip is really, as we brought up, is learn how to say no. You don't need to make up excuses. You don't need to make the person feel that, you know, better. It is there. When you say no to something because you truly don't want to do something, you are not responsible for that person's reaction or how they're going to handle that. That is completely, again, their responsibility to take care of themselves, your responsibility. So if they want to kick and scream, roll their eyes, they'll work through it also, but that you know, what you're responsible for is giving them a true, authentic yes or no. And I do think a lot of times, too, I people have done that. You know, I've asked somebody, and they'll be like, no, thank you. And, you know, it's like, okay. I understand.
Yeah.
'Cause it's okay to have your voice, and it's okay to have your opinion. Now, the warning sign they say, too, sometimes is, you know, see if it's going to serve you again, if there's certain circumstances, you know, when you're setting boundaries and, you know, your boss asks you to do something and you say no, you have to look how, you know, weigh in the options. Do I need this job? Will it serve me? That's why we'll get into that because there is negotiating compromise. You have to see the circumstance and where you sit in those circumstances.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think that would be a tough one for me. Is it somebody, you know, who is your superior at work or whatever that, or even just somebody who, like a mother-in-law, like what you're saying, it would be more difficult for me because there's also this other ingrained belief of, you know, where you have to respect your elders or your, you know, superiors or whatever, you know, your teachers. Because even for kids in school, it's like the teachers have a certain amount of authority, which gives them a little bit of power, just like a boss would. And that's a tough one.
But, you know, and you're so right, because they're saying consider the source that many times people-pleasing were raised in environments that sometimes our needs are put aside, too. You know, when you're a teacher, you're just pleasing the teacher, but your personal powers is being taken away. And that. And it's okay to disagree even. And the more we talk about this, the more awareness. But you are totally correct. But it's okay to sometimes, life is an event of life. And it, again, our parent, I think it comes to some of the parents too. You know, if a child comes in with a bad grade, okay, how are we going to look at this? You know, we have a value system, a social norm in this in the Western world over here. But, yeah, it's concerning the source and how we respond, awareness, and how we get response from people is how we behave. But here's the thing, and this is the counter, you know, if we keep learning this and then we live in fear of whether it's disappointing or not pleasing, you know, this is, you know, are you afraid that no one will like you? That's the question, or that someone will leave you. What you're creating is a prison that you're trapping yourself in. Okay. And I read that in the article. It's like, oh, it is so true. We create these mental prisons that we live in. And, you know, just remember, in this, any kind of circumstance, you know, if it's at work, will anyone like me? But you're creating that for yourself, and you're creating yourself in a box. There's always a door. walk out. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's adapting to environments, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think am I afraid I'm going to get fired is a little bit different than am I afraid that they're not going to like me? you know, a coworker versus a boss.
Exactly.
You know, and but even then, it doesn't mean if the boss is asking you to go, you know, get their coffee for them and that's not part of your job description,
mm-hmm.
then it is, you know, if you get fired, I'm sure there'll be recourse for that. I don't know. But
well, I'll tell you what. And
this
is, I'm going to use my husband as a great example of this because there's just sometimes, like, he's very strong in voicing sometimes. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Almost on the other side, you know, there's people pleasing where he could be on the other side. But even mm-hmm. through work, my husband has always been able. He says he feels comfort in adversity. Most people
don't. I'm sorry,
don't.
He feels what? He feels what?
Comfortable in adversity. So
adversity.
Like in work environments,
okay.
Conflict, even
mm-hmm.
like when, let's say, difficult situations go on, he's so steadfast in some of those.
Mm-hmm.
And has no problem voicing his opinion among others. He's not the people
mm-hmm.
leader. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's had to learn that mindfully because, again, as I said, sometimes there were scenarios where you don't, the wrong person, it didn't serve you. But on the other aspect of that, he has gained a lot of respectability.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of his uppermost, so this guy can tell us as it is. You know, he didn't go along
mm-hmm.
with the crowd all the time. So they knew his true authenticity and seeing
mm-hmm.
a situation. So I know, you know, it could be hard first because you're not swimming with a school of fish, but again, even he's had bosses call him and because he's respected in that. So don't be afraid. You know, I know in the given circumstance
yeah.
that you think your voice, you know, going against or what you think, but, you know, your voice matters. I think a lot of it is delivery.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
you.
Delivery is huge. Yeah.
Yep.
And showing respect for others when you are, like you said, showing
mm-hmm.
respect for others when you're standing up for yourself. I mean, you can respect yourself, and there's no reason not to respect the other person at the same time. I mean, that makes it much more well-received. Your message is going to be well-received, more likely
yeah.
to be, anyway.
And what someone told me, I did a show on this before a long time about setting boundaries, and she listened to one of my clients. She said, Shaw, what I picked up from your taping was, we teach people how to treat us.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize I said that, and she picked up on that, and I'm like, it is so true. You know,
mm-hmm.
it is our responsibility to show people how to treat us. You know, sometimes maybe we've picked up, you know, cues around the way that, you know, we don't deserve, because they say sometimes it is the self-importance, the personal power. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's give a couple more. I definitely want to give some tips, because I think people can hold on to them. What I found was really what is important too is to set your limit, define what is acceptable. And you need to know that it's proactive. You don't want to react. You know, what is really unacceptable?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a relationship, is, you know, fidelity, is that you cut them off, you know, lying.
Mm-hmm.
What is your core values? Get in touch with who
mm-hmm.
you are. And that is important. And a lot of that has to do your own inner work, you know, contemplating, being quiet, reflecting, you know, what do you value in other people? What do you value in a relationship? Where you come from, what you will offer, you know, into this relationship. Okay. And they also, oh, go ahead. Yep.
No, go ahead.
I like create a mantra. So I always say affirmations, and that's because I'm always like, oh, positive. But, you know, if you're a people pleaser and, you know, you have a tendency to, you know, it's hard for you to say no, create a mantra that you can go to. Even if they say, if it's a big, you know, in your mind's eye, you see the word no.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do that regularly so that if and when you have these situations, when you're feeling discomfort, vulnerable, in your, you know, when you say a mantra, that means you can go to that place. You know, then no comes out much more with more affirmity. I never even put that in my practice, and I think that's a beautiful tip.
Mm-hmm.
I like the don't give the litany of excuses. You know, get comfortable
yeah.
in that. You don't need to justify, rationalize, and sometimes it makes it worse. Just sometimes you can say, you know, even if it's like, you know, I'm not really up to it right now. No, thank you. Wow.
Right.
you know. Somebody said that to me. Right. Now, I can't help you because I'm really in a place where I can't help myself. Or I really, you know, you can keep it short and sweet.
Yeah, because I say that to people all the time. Don't defend. You know, you don't have to defend yourself if you're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
So,
yep.
I think we're out of time.
We're out of time. So, again, and the last thing I'd say on a simple note is do something for yourself. You know, even if it's going to blow dry your hair a certain way. That way you can get out of being caught up in their way but your way. When you do things, self-care, it is all self-care, which is huge. But when you can start doing things and fill yourself up with that, you set a course where you're moving away from, you know, not default mode from yourself, but, you know, going on, you know, having a tendency to have others guide the way for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll wrap it up for today. But if you have any questions about our conversation, please feel free to reach out to Money and I. All our information's on wnylifecoaching.com, or you can reach us at 716-560-6552. Thanks, Money. Power's within.
All right, thank you. All right. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.